Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more peace and a lot less chaos. You know, I was having coffee the other day scrolling through social media and it hit me like a ton of bricks. Everybody seems obsessed with perfection. But let's be real, folks, imperfection is kinda our middle name. We all stumble, we all fall flat on our faces sometimes, and that's okay. It's part of being human. Today, we're diving deep into the beautiful art of self-compassion, especially when things don't go as planned. Because guess what? Failure is not the enemy. It's a teacher, a stepping stone, an opportunity to learn and grow. So, buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become your own best cheerleader even when things take a turn for the messy. First off, ditch the inner critic. We all have that voice in our head that's quick to jump on mistakes like they are personal attacks. But seriously, would you talk to your best friend that way? Probably not, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a loved one. Remember, we're all works in progress. Second, embrace the learning curve. Every failure is a chance to learn something new, to adjust your approach, and to become even stronger. Think of it like this. Imagine trying to learn a new dance move. Are you going to master it on your first try? Probably not. But with each attempt, you'll refine your technique and get closer to nailing it. Life is the same way. Every stumble brings us closer to mastering the moves. Third, practice gratitude for what's working. This is a big one, because when we focus on our shortcomings, we tend to miss all the amazing things we're already doing well. Take a moment each day to appreciate your strengths, your accomplishments, and even the simple joys in life. It shifts your perspective from negativity to positivity, which can work wonders for your overall well-being. Fourth, remember that you're not alone. Everyone faces setbacks and challenges as part of the human experience. Reach out to your support system, talk to a trusted friend or family member, or even join a community of like-minded individuals who understand what you're going through. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly healing and empowering. And finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer to someone you care about deeply. Allow yourself time to heal, learn, and grow from your experiences. Remember, self-compassion is not a sign of weakness, it's a superpower that allows us to navigate life's ups and downs with resilience and grace. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Picture this. You are giving a presentation at work, you've prepared for weeks, you know your stuff inside and out, but then, you blank on a key point. Your mind goes blank, you stammer, maybe even sweat a little. You feel that familiar wave of panic, that inner critic screaming I'm a failure. But wait. Hold on there, amigo. This is where self-compassion comes in. Take a deep breath, acknowledge that it happened, but don't beat yourself up about it. Everyone makes mistakes, even the more seasoned public speakers. Remember, you prepared well, and even if things didn't go perfectly, you still showed up and gave it your best shot. That deserves some serious self-congratulation. So how do we wrap this up? Remember, failure is not the opposite of success, it's a part of the journey. Embrace it, learn from it, and keep moving forward with kindness and compassion for yourself along the way. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Calm Over Chaos. I hope you found these insights helpful. Remember, self-compassion is a superpower, use it wisely. To keep the conversation going, share your thoughts on social media using #ComOverChaosPodcast. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of wisdom and real talk. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.